Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer, the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics, from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm Gaz, and in the studio, as always, we've got the lizard-licking conspiracy theorist, Taylor.
Let me lick around.
Let me lick at that guy,
the air.
Oh my god, that was disgusting.
It was.
Well, there you go. He's just started waving his lizard tongue at me.
Yeah,
in reptilian sort of way, and it was kind of freaky.
I'm not even going to go down them roads. Not taking my lizard suit off yet.
Your human suit, more
sorry,
like.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because
right, yeah.
Obviously, being a lizard and all, you probably.
Well, I had to go, I had to go to the moon and, like, you know, have a little chat with them. So I had my uniform off, so you know what I mean?
But
now I'm back.
If you can't guess what we're going to be talking about today, like, by now, then we're going to be talking about the lizard folk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a pretty good topic. I'm quite excited to listen to it.
Yeah.
First off, we just jumped straight in. How's it going, Taylor?
Not too good.
Oh, you've always having car problems.
He's basically rebuilt it.
He's took it apart, rebuilt it from scratch, put the elastic band back in, wound it tight,
and it's still going now. It's working now.
That's problem solved.
It's costing me an arm and a bollock, though.
Well, obviously, it needs to be done,
so it has to be done, so. Yeah. Thanks to my mate Ben.
Good on you, Ben. Shout out to Ben for getting him mobile again.
Yeah, man.
And obviously getting him down here because he's got to travel here to do the podcast.
I wouldn't have been able to get down here. So thanks to him, I'm on tonight.
He's a good lad, isn't
he? He is.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I've just been working, researching. I've got a big shout out again to Rob and Nate for coming on last week.
Definitely.
Some really good feedback on the show.
Enjoyed it.
We kind of talked about a load of different topics, which was kind of interesting. And we did do a lot about the LHC and the CERN and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think we did
veered off quite a bit. Yeah.
And like I was saying, I was a bit concerned about the audio because we were kind of novices and we've had computer issues and stuff over the last couple of weeks. So, thanks for putting up with us in that respect.
Yeah.
But I thought it went really well, and obviously for the first kind of international episode, international man, a mystery, Austin Powers and shit. It's been good. So
I enjoyed that, really, and
looking forward to more guests in the future.
Yeah,
and hopefully we will have a bit better kind of get our shit together and get a good better. Get our technology under control.
We're getting there slowly, but you know, I think we're doing fine at the moment.
Other than that, we got a big announcement next week.
Yes.
So keep your ears peeled for that. And then other than that, moving on, we've got some big news. We've got loads of news today. We had loads of news that we didn't cover last week.
Yes.
But that's old news now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But parts of it are still relevant. So we're going to kind of talk about those.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of NASA stories.
Yeah.
We've also got coming
some entertainment.
Up, bit of entertainment news, and then our big topic tonight, which is kind of David Icke. Yeah. Which is he's a cool guy.
That's a lot, David Icke.
It's a lot, David Icke, but it's a lot reptilian.
Yeah.
History,
a lot of
the kind of other.
Yeah, definitely history. Yeah. Brings a lot.
And focusing on David Icke because he's quite prominent in the theory, and I think he probably was one of the first people to come up with it, come out with it publicly.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but then, like, obviously, there's a lot of kind of evidence that conspiracy theorists say support it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna dive into all that later on. Firstly, I've got a bit of news here.
You have?
First bit of news is we are one step closer to doomsday.
Oh yeah.
Apparently we're actually at 2 minutes to doomsday now. 2 minutes to 12 on the doomsday clock.
It's all, you know what, this is the only year I haven't checked it out.
Have you? Well,
I kind of looked
today, it just kind of
and
propped
you know,
up in the feed.
Last year they did something that they haven't done for years, which was to do it again.
Oh yeah,
in between
did,
the year.
Yeah, because we had it moved twice last year.
Yeah.
Well, it moved today. the risk, basically, if you don't know what the doomsday clock is, it's our kind of countdown to a risk of nuclear war or
Einstein
climate change.
But scientists at the time decided that there was issues that we need to warn the people, and we put down like a clock to...
Yeah, to kind of illustrate like how close we are if we don't do things to change the current situation. Yeah. So like I said earlier, it's kind of like the risk of nuclear war, this risk of a climate tragedy or like a natural disaster.
Yeah.
Just us, really, being humans and being
messing
stupid.
Messing things up, playing with stuff we shouldn't be.
And basically, the prediction of when the world will end or humanity will be wiped out more.
So we're close, a lot closer than we was 6 months ago.
Yeah, well, by what is it, where we were up to 6 months ago, we were at 3 minutes to. So we're at 2 minutes to.
But before the one just before that, they moved 2 steps.
Changed? What's changed over the last couple of kind of 6 month period?
About Russia, about North Korea, about
Iran. I think this is a social thing. I think this is more to do with us as kind of like we're there's a lot of disruption in a lot of countries, isn't there?
Yeah.
So civil unrest.
Yeah,
that
basically
type of stuff.
It's the day that they kick off and everyone's just going to go, right, I've had enough of this, blah, blah, blah.
So rather than kind of like a nuclear. But this is it though, but a lot of the problems are in house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of the problems that the people in America face are coming from inside America.
Yeah.
A lot of the problems we're having are coming from inside the UK. It's like, is that a civil war or what? I don't know.
Well, stuff outside it influences certain parts of, like, a country, let's say America, and then there's other certain things that influence, and then everyone wants the wrong way, and then there are people there who don't want you to have the one the right way. I mean, like the Brexit, there's like different kinds of areas where they want to do this, that and the other.
Yeah, no one can have the whole cake, that's it.
But
you need to be able to kind of like compromise, that's the thing, and no one's willing to compromise.
No.
And they all want their way.
Yeah.
So it's like, at the end of the day, it's like we're never going to get a good deal because those people who kind of agree with some parts, other people won't.
Yeah.
So you can't win.
Yeah.
You can't win.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to the end of this, right? When the date happens, when we're supposed to be leaving and the decision should have been made, we're going to get to that point where no deal's been made and that's when it's going to kick off.
Well, that's why they're trying to do an extension now.
Well, look what's just happened. We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. Bear in mind, I was very drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were talking about kind of what's happening in America in terms of the government closing
down.
I mean, that stopped as of today and it's been brought back.
Only for 3 weeks.
Yeah, for 3 weeks they've been allowed to go to work.
Yeah.
And
get paid.
But is that not going to kind of like, is this not going to just start happening in the UK? But then I said, which is fucking hilarious, because Maggie Thatcher privatised everything in the 80s. Most of the shit that they could have shut down won't, because it's not owned by the government anymore.
Yeah.
So it'll be bin men and fucking like, you know.
No, we don't want that again.
Council workers and civil servants and those types of people.
To be honest, I don't think it's going to be that far along, because the amount of...
But
the
is that
going
to be down to us as a walkout, or would that be considered as a shutdown?
It could be considered as a crisis, because we don't really have shutdowns. We'd only have shutdowns if there was
crisis on Infinite England.
Yeah, it'd be a crisis, and the cabinet will come together at Cobra and decide what the next actions to be, basically.
I love the name. I love like they call themselves Cobra.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of like fucking G.I. Joe.
Central.
Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It must mean something.
Plus, it's an acronym of some description, but like, what's it mean?
I don't know. I haven't checked it out, to be honest.
Cox of all.
I just. Well,
Cox over. I'm not going to try and make up an acronym for it, fuck it.
Yeah, because we're probably going to
be here all
wrong.
Night. We'll still be here all night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've had toothache all week, so I'm just trying to soothe it with a bit of water, and that's probably why I'm a bit hyper as well, because you know what I mean.
Yeah,
painkillers. So what
need
you
them, bruv, you need
what
them.
You what any news on your end?
Old
sunshine treacle.
There is actually.
Hiya treacle.
You alright, treacs?
Sorry, I got a crack on.
Have you heard about the BAS team who've gone to Antarctica and tried to make a massive hole with hot water?
What? So, right, hang on. The defrost your car method.
No,
so they've been running out with a kettle, pouring it on the ice, going, it'll fucking melt. I seen a video today where they were trying to, there was a guy, there was a flood.
Yeah.
And they were trying to scoop it up with a bucket lift.
Oh, yeah. Off a JCB or something.
Yeah, JCB it up. Like, they were trying to scoop all the water up. Like, absolute idiots. But go on, what's this about?
Right, British Antarctic Survey. Right, they've had a plan for the last 20 years to, which they've already attempted once in 2004, the last attempt without success.
Right.
And what they wanted to do, basically, is take hot water.
Yeah.
So and obviously melt the ice for a mile down.
Hang about. I thought they were against melting the polar ice caps. What are they playing at if they're actually doing it? Are because they just going to be like a core sample?
I think it's going to be a massive core sample, as in they go down and down and down to see what.
Do you not think they've already done that stuff? Like, I mean, I know like it's hard to get equipment in, but like, you know, in terms of like doing.
It's a big hole as
doing
well.
Doing core samples and doing like drilling and stuff like that. They've probably already been down geologists and found out layers and like kind of layers in history and stuff like
But we've only learned like the top half. We haven't gone further down.
But what do you think melting it with it's going to achieve? Because you've removed
to see what's at the bottom.
Well,
I reckon that's a good point. They want to see what's at the bottom. Because supposedly there's a lot of gold there. Probably.
Well, I always suspected this because I think that, you know, the when pitches. We've talked about like Admiral Byrd and stuff like that, and like the Operation High Jump and go, you know, why send that much military? He did actually record natural resources. He said there was a lot of natural resources
there.
But like you never,
we're not allowed to touch
never specified.
It.
But yeah, that's exactly it. We're under this UN treaty that we can't touch it.
Yeah.
So it's like. Well,
what we're going to do with it?
Well, yeah, well, they'll come to a point where it's like with the Green Belt, you know, like it's natural heritage land, but you go, we kind of need it.
Yeah, and so we're going to build that house, don't worry, we'll get rid of it in a couple of years.
The Anunnaki have already come and took all the gold we have got, and they're pressing us, man, they're pressing us, man, we need to get it, so this treaty, we're going to have to fucking disband it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was 11 person tea. It was on Thursday the 8th of January. It took 63 hours to drill down.
Really?
University of Swansea, the UCL, Bristol, and NASA, JPL, were involved in it.
Right.
And they've successfully reached their target, and now.
So what did they find?
Well, they won't find anything yet. I think they'll be going down and knocking bits of ice out and going, right, let's survey what the oxygen level was at that time. Let's survey what microbes were at that time.
Yeah, because I suppose they need to. Yeah, but this is it. It's like microbial. I was listening to something, actually. If you probably listened to it. Is it Infinite Monkey Cage?
Oh, yeah.
If you've not checked it out, check out.
It's BBC4,
BBC4 podcast. Podcast with Brian Cox.
Yeah.
And is it Timothy Bryan?
I can't remember his name, the second guy.
I can't remember. I really forget. I do apologise. But
if they're listening, ring him.
It's a good show, and it's very sciencey, and they kind of go on a lot about a lot of different topics.
Not that long either, really.
About half hour. And they did a whole episode on microbes and the importance and stuff like that, but it's quite scary in a lot of ways as well. Yeah. So yeah, check it out.
Well, they've been giving out a warning about antibiotics yesterday.
Totally, again, and I agree with this because I'm actually immune to a certain antibiotic, and they just don't work. So I remember needing to take a course, and they just weren't working. So I was like,
because people who don't finish it, then the microbe actually goes against, and then that's a super microbe. And we
I've
can only
finish my courses. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, like you know, when you get, I think because they're so kind of so freely prescribed,
they don't
a lot of people, like you say, when you do get a course, you do start feeling better a couple of days after. So a lot of people do think, oh, I'm sweet now.
Yeah,
you know, I don't need to take them off.
Worst thing to do.
Yeah, totally.
Absolute worst thing to do. I mean, we only find...
Well, that's what they're saying, we're going to become immune to him. So they say it's better to ride it out and let your body take care of than actually, like, go to the doctors.
And if you're at death's door, bang.
Oh, totally. If you're at death's door, then that's a different story. But
the government are trying to knock it down, like, you know, at least 15%.
There's been a lot of advertisements on the... there's been, like, kind of catchy PSA, public service announcements. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, with a catchy song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't use antibiotics if you don't need them, you. I can't remember the song. There you go. But, like, you Google it, YouTube, I'm sure it'll be on there.
Yeah.
Animated PSA.
Yeah, I'll probably see it at one point or another where I'm on YouTube.
No, it's on. I think it's kind of been on the actual main TV stations, because they've been pushing the campaign quite hard, haven't they, recently? So, you know.
Well, we're supposed to find at least 20 a year. We've only found 3 over the last 20 years.
Well, I found an interesting fact out, actually, about antibiotics.
Yeah.
Right. They say that, I mean, not everyone believes in evolution, right?
Yeah.
But they say that we share.
Yeah.
More genetic markers with fungus and mushrooms than we do with a lot of other species and animals and stuff like that, right? And a big kind of thing that made me think and made was the clincher, right? To make me think, oh, fucking hell, yeah, they've got a point there, was they were saying, like, about how all of our medicines are kind of fungus related. All our antibiotics are spores and kind of like fungi, right?
Yeah, I can believe
all
that.
Of them, right? But, and they work on us really well, they make us better, they affect our immune system and our internal cells,
because they've got
a lot better, like, because, well, yeah, but think about this. Antifungal medicines don't really work on us. They're really difficult. It's very hard to find a good antifungal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, how mad's that? It's still in us. Your big mushroom.
Yeah. I don't mind being a mushroom. Carrot.
I'm carrot. I can see in the dark a bit, but, you know, that's just because I've got a good 20/20 eyesight. Any other news this week?
I have. As always, I do. DMX is free.
DMX?
Yeah, bro, he's just come out of prison.
What did he go in for?
Tax evasion.
They all go in for tax evasion. They all think they can flash the bling.
Yeah, but he'd been robbed by his management.
That's what they all say. I invested my money with some financial advisor who said doing it this way was the way to do it.
He was a manager from the start, and they nicked the money at the end when he went to prison over something else.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Over his dogs, and then when he come out, he had nothing. And he was like, what's going on here?
Did he leave his manager in, like, sort of control of his...
Yeah, basically.
It's his own fault, mate. That, I don't know. I wouldn't have left any of my assets in control of, like, anyone. I mean, he might have trusted him, but it's like, DMX went inside, mate, he was big baller, he was rolling around in his cars and spending his money.
You get your 7%,
he's taking the lot. Yeah. And it's like, you know, you've got to be shrewd in that game. It's like, I mean, I'm not a celebrity, but at the end of the day, mate, it's like, as someone from coming from nothing,
I'd be
a bit more cautious.
He had other issues throughout his life as well, so it was a sort of control thing as well, because he was into his drugs and that.
Sex, rap and roll, that's it.
I mean, before he went to jail, he owed $4 million, Now he's been freed, he owes $2.3 million.
It's shit that you, even though you've served the time, you've still got to pay the tax back.
Yeah, 48-year-old man who's done all that work.
Does he get a bit more time to pay it now he's done a bit of time? Or is he still breathing down his neck again?
Yeah, I'll be saying, I'll give you 50p a week. That's all I'm earning at the minute, mate. You know what I mean? That's it. Take it or leave it. It's your judgment.
It's like, well, yeah, I made you an offer.
That's the best I can do. Fair offer. I ain't got no money. I've just come out of prison. What do you expect? I'll give you my check that I got from prison.
To be fair, though, he's probably going to have an album out shortly, because it's like he's had a lot of time to write.
Yeah, but...
And, you know, it's like, I think people will be a bit eager to get him produced and get back on his feet. There'll be a lot of people out there in the industry who'll be like...
There
are a lot of haters.
No, I hate to say this, but I liked a lot more of his music when he was on the drugs. than when he come off it. And the reason why is because he was bringing his emotion to it.
It's crazy though, because they say life. About these negative effects with drugs and stuff, but look at every greatest, all the greatest songs ever written. Yeah. Gotta break it to you. I mean, this is a Bill Hicks quote, but I gotta break it to you. All high on drugs.
Yeah, he's totally true.
All of them.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, fucking hell, the Beatles. If you've ever listened to a really good fucking... fucking Strawberry Fields Forever.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they've been dropping loads of stuff there.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, most of these songs are written under an influence of something. So, you know, Eminem's probably like, you know...
Yeah,
another one where it's like...
He cleaned himself up, didn't he?
Yeah.
And so then he didn't... His last four albums dropped that, like, you know, weren't really anything. But then he's like... dissing with Machine Gun Kelly come out, and then it was like, I'm bringing this album out.
But then I also heard that Machine Gun Kelly and him were produced by the same thing.
I've heard that.
So I don't know. I don't know how much stock I can put into these things. It's a big Blur Oasis sort of let's have a bit of a beat.
See
if we can kind of get a bit of publicity.
Well, it promotes them and them more, doesn't it? Because he's been quiet for a while.
Promotes both of them.
Well, yeah, I didn't know about Machine Gun Kelly until they were talking, but then I seen him and he was like, yeah, no wonder I didn't watch you. You lack a bit of a knob.
Oh, no, yeah. Well,
he's a bit of a tool, but...
Got this crazy story here.
Ooh, go for it.
This guy... it's Manchester Airport.
Right.
Manchester Airport are opening a new terminal, right?
Right, okay.
It's going to be VIP, baby.
VIP all the way?
All the way. You can hire a charter, a private plane...
To go wherever you want,
Uber of the skies, basically, yeah, cost you an arm and a leg. But they're opening this brand new terminal. All I can think is, fucking motherfucking posh bastards. It's like...
You got the money, they're going into the market.
Yeah, but is it
going to
take resources away from, like, the thingy, or is it going to be, like...
Well, not if they're building a new runway.
Is it going to be associated with the airport, or is it going to be just, like, a private company who's got a lot on their...
I should imagine their name's going to be based on that little company because they're connected.
I think Manchester Airport as a business would have capitalised on that and done it themselves. Yeah. Really, do you know what I mean? But
then you could bring someone else in to do all the donkey work, and then you get a little bit of the glory. You know, the quiet, silent partner.
Well, the fact that you were one of the only airports in England to have like a VIP airport or terminal. Suppose so. It's just a little story. I just thought I saw it and I thought it was quite interesting. Plus, it's hometown.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Not really got much info, but I'll keep posted anyway on that one.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to talk about?
New Horizon. This is bullshit.
Well, we'll go into the NASA news now because I've got a few NASA stories. Got a couple of spacey stories to talk about. So, what's crack with New Horizon?
Right, this is some bullshit. Right, well, you know, it passed like Pluto and then it went on to
this. I know what you're going
to
say.
New little.
Yeah,
I
agree. Totally carry on.
Right, well, basically, the pictures that have been taken from it are going to be fully all here on Earth by 2021. That is some bullshit. What the fuck? You can take a photo of it from
downloading,
fucking Kepler.
Man. Download it. They've got to download the info, right? And it's like, it's funny,
it's got to go
to
Australia and then it goes to go to America and then they've got
they
to transfer
the data.
They
did the live stream, and the live stream was weird because I couldn't actually... I went onto the live stream and I was trying to follow it.
Yeah.
And I was talking to people in the chat.
Yeah.
And I was saying, well, when's it on?
He said it's done, it's been. Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Oh, I've missed it. So I said, so where's all the info? They went, we've got to wait for that.
Yeah.
And I just went, like, well, how
what
long?
What are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing? Everyone's in the chat room. And I'm like, what are we doing? Are we waiting?
Yeah.
Like, is it imminent or what? Yeah. And I said to this guy, I said, I just put it out to the chat room. I said, well, are we? When's it supposed to drop then?
Yeah.
And he went... And the guy just went, who knows? And I was like,
that's not an answer.
But that's what I'm saying. Now you're saying it's 21. I'm glad I didn't wait around in that chat room because I'd still be there.
Yeah.
Sitting around twiddling my thumbs like a chump.
Yeah. They were thought when this spacecraft went past a meteorite 4 million miles away from us. Mm. Yeah. He took a picture. We've only just got it.
Maybe.
And it's like, hold on, no. But... So that doesn't calculate. By the time it gets out outside our the orbit of our solar system and right at the edge, it should be able to. It should take like fucking 6 months, less than that.
I suppose it's got to travel. I don't know. Is it kind of radio
wave?
It's
dribbling. That's what it's dribbling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Data.
Is it's like. And a lot of these images are all kind of broken up, but not always. Because the sort of story I'm going to go into in a minute that proves that totally wrong in other ways. But it's,
well, it's all numbers in it.
But it's like, they've got a kind of information that they kind of derive that image from.
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand it does take a long time to do, but it's like...
It's just bollocks.
It kind of feels like,
like
it was a bit of an
anticlimax. They're trying to say there, but they've got no proof.
Well, yeah, I know, but by the time we actually find out what it is, could have invaded us and fucking and all the rest of it by that point.
Nibiru.
Or it's gone.
Nibiru, that's all I'm saying. Nibiru, we've always said it. As well, scientists are coming out and saying now, we've got a clearing that there won't be a Planet Nine because of this, that and the other, and it's all been bullshit.
Right.
And it's like, so now they're going back to the Planet Nine kind of thing and going, nah, we've got the answer for it, but the answers do not connect to it. And it's like, what the...
So what, they're trying to say that it's all been debunked now?
They're trying to say it's debunked, but they proved that it has to be, there's no other way. But now they're saying, actually, we found another way, but we're not going to tell you yet, and we're not going to, give you the info, so keep guessing. But we're right and you're wrong.
So, I mean, but this is it, though. It's just a case of that we're just waiting. If it is real and it is happening, then it's just a case of just, like, waiting to see if it happens.
Yeah.
So, but, there's always going to be this speculation and kind of people getting upset because they make predictions on when this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't happen.
So it's like,
it's like the guy I've talked about him, who's the original guy who kind of put these claims out, and then it's like he changed the date about 5 times because he said, it's all based on the Mayan calendar, and then it didn't happen, and 2012 and all that. And then all of a sudden he's like, I got it wrong. That was it. It missed us.
But he's coming back around in it, a Clippers then.
Well, when's it going to come back around? Because apparently it was on this elliptical orbit. Is it an
elliptical
orbit?
Yeah.
That it won't come back around for another however many millennia.
No, 36,000 years.
That's a long time. I won't be here.
Sorry, 3,600 years.
I still won't be here.
Yeah. Well, you don't know because it.
I definitely won't be.
The way they've judged it.
I can pretty much guarantee it.
The way they've judged it, it's halfway. Between halfway and nearly here. But all the things that are coming, like saying that, what's so powerful to tilt the sun 6 degrees? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's got to be something really powerful out there that's changed that. Now, they're saying that there could be brown dwarfs.
Well, but potentially it could just be a case of that it's like the universe getting on a bit, sagging in places.
But then there's so many evidence, because over so many different historian. Religions and also different cults and also different areas of the earth that are all connected, that says that there was something, that something comes round and then goes away. So there is no way that a majority of it can connect together.
Well, it makes
without
sense.
Something
I've
actually
always
being
said
there.
About kind of like the Nibiru theory.
Yeah.
Is it makes sense in the kind of timeline and the time scale of it coming around and then natural disasters happening, like big floods, mass extinctions, those types of things. So I can appreciate that side of it. And
we're having that kind of shit now.
Yeah, but it makes sense that stuff does happen.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of like we've just said, doomsday clock down to 2. It might not necessarily be for the same reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
But there does seem to be that apocalypse in the air.
Yeah, but you got to look at it as, like, it's moving slowly. So it's not going to be an apocalypse as people think.
Well,
it's
no, that's what I'm saying, though, because it's like everyone and us, and yourself included, will agree that you've been kind of saying it's coming, it's almost here, it's going to get us next week.
Well, no, it's not next week, and you couldn't put a date on it because... Look,
happen any point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I heard last year that it was going to be visible in the sky by September.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it's past
all
Jupiter.
All that stuff. Yeah, it's...
But then there's other satellites, including NASA's own satellites, like energy. There's one that, just looks at energy outside of the solar system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's some weird shit going on. It looked like... And they blocked it out as well afterwards. It looked like there was something hitting Jupiter.
Yeah.
And it looked like the size of a planet, and it's like, what the fuck's that?
Well, it's
funny, but we're not getting the data from this kind of
it's
shit.
It's funny, actually, because talking about Jupiter, I've got a story I was looking at.
Right.
In fact, I was looking at it. I mean, it's not about kind of thingy, but it has got a couple of moons, so potentially, yeah. Was it some, yeah. maybe a moon that you saw that was kind of like orbiting it, but it looked like it was on a collision?
No, because whatever it was outside of the orbit of them moons. And it was big enough, it was about the size of, 2 times the size of our planet. That's how big it was, so that it couldn't have been a moon. But this is what people don't understand. If you have a look at some of the images that actually NASA have got, and like look at the images in the past, and look at the images that that people were theorising, that you know, going, well, look at this and look at this. It correlates. It works together like a plan. It works together.
Like
there's something
like
there.
A ballet.
Yeah, there's something. There's no question that in our solar system at the moment there is a big event going on that we really do not understand. And the only theory that I believe, and that the only theory I've come up with, and a lot of people have come up with, is the fact of Nibiru, because we've got history here.
And like you say, it's like, you know, whatever, you know, once you sum up all the fucking options, yeah. and then you take out all the negative, all the things that can't be it,
yeah.
and then whatever's left
has to be
it.
Yeah, he's basically Sherlock Holmes, isn't
yeah,
it,
totally.
Basically.
So I understand that. I mean, yeah. like, but it's just that I think people were so clutchy at straws trying to say it was going to happen like imminently that
a lot of, like you say,
there's a bit of disappointment in the fact that it's not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Which is a good thing. I don't think people realise that.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, this story I've seen about Jupiter, in fact, I was watching it on a documentary on, a couple of nights ago, and I found it really interesting, so I thought I wanted to talk about it, and it was about Juno. Do you know Juno's the ship that's been kind of all what it's been exploring, and it's gone kind of virtually photographing and mapping Jupiter.
Yeah.
And it was able to kind of get shots of Jupiter that we've never seen before.
Oh,
so
I think I know what you're on about.
It's fucking stunning.
Yes.
Now, it was actually quite interesting because they were talking about how like Jupiter itself, I mean, they've discovered that it's got an aurora, right? Now, whereas our aurora is green, and kind of, we know why we have an aurora, because we've got an iron core, right? And it's that's basically it.
Yeah.
But Jupiter is supposed to be a gas giant.
Yeah.
So what's generating the aurora? Do you know what I mean? It's quite interesting.
It is.
And now they've seen the poles of the planet as well. Yeah. They've took some stunning photographs
through the clouds.
Well, there's actually a big opening on each pole, right?
Oh, right.
So it's kind of like, I don't know if it's, well, did I not show you some photos of it the other day?
Yeah, but right. I thought they were infrared images that went through the clouds.
No, well, did I show you the photos of the planet first? It's kind of got a big blue opening. Have a Google for it, just put Juno, Jupiter photos, and you'll find them, and the light artwork.
Even got a NASA's one, because NASA's have got the pictures.
The point being is, like, it's almost like you can see through the planet. And I mean, but it makes me wonder, is that with them getting an aurora, maybe that there's something beyond that atmosphere that we don't know about?
Yeah? Possibly.
Also, right...
Because I know the red spot's been slowing down. It's been going smaller and smaller and smaller over the last 11 years.
Mm. Well, it's crazy because the storms that are recorded on Jupiter are like immense, right?
Yeah.
And the thing what we're showing you in infrared was these actually tornadoes swirling.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas if that was happening on Earth, they would have joined and created a bigger tornado.
Yeah.
But they've been observing these six tornadoes that are all swirling around on the pole,
which is like there's black in one and white in the other, black in the other and then white in the other. It's like,
well, they've actually formed a geometric star shape, like with five around the outer edge and one in the middle, and they're swirling, they keep going, and they just keep staying in that same pattern and don't move, and it's weird, but like they've been looking at it and all trying to work out what's happening.
Do you reckon that could be what's happening on I think it's Saturn, with the 50 pence piece on top? You see the shape of the 50 pence
piece,
and it could be underneath it doing the same thing, but it may be different chemicals, obviously different chemical elements that are doing tornadoes, but sort of making that shape, but making
potentially,
it more
yeah, yeah. Well, you don't know. I mean, that could that's be true. The opposite, where a load of tornadoes form to make a big one, and that's created a big hexagon-shaped pattern in their pole.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Well, exactly, and this is a funny thing, because this is what I always kind of think, and we were talking again the other day about like the Human Genome Project.
Yes.
Right, we have some interesting conversations, as you know. But like, we were talking about the Human Genome Project, and like how like Taylor basically, we were saying about how it ended in 2003, and obviously they completed it. They completed it, mate.
Yeah.
So they completed the Human Genome Project, but they hadn't.
But they didn't.
They hadn't. They'd left out a load of bits, and they kept discovering more and more bits, right?
Yeah, because the other ones were unknown, and there's some weird shit going on, apparently.
But that's just a perfect sort of example of us as a whole, right? We discover things to the point where we think that we've got it solved, right? And then
really
all of a sudden, something else happens that makes it like, oh shit. It's like saying about splitting the atom. We thought that was the smallest thing, and it's not.
No.
Right?
No.
So, you know, there's always leaps in our understanding.
But they always knew that there was.
So it's like people who talk about evolution say that's not true.
Oh, going evolution
route. Well, no, we're not going evolution route, because it's a long route, right? It's a long walk home from the evolution route, right? And we'll go down that another day.
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of the evolution in a like this this context, what I'm talking about is that I think that's just an understanding that we haven't yet fully realised. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think like, we always think we know.
But
the
but the theory is the soundest theory that we can come up with.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? We've got now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I think I think that in the future will hold up more and more, and I think more and more evidence will come out that supports that. And even in terms of our topic tonight, in terms of a few things, it kind of points in that direction.
It does. So, well, this is it. This is it, where information is pointing in the direction where actually, you know, that there has to be something there, because there is so much to say and bits that are heading that direction, but you're getting pointed in another direction. And it's a case of, do I stick to my normal direction, or do I get into this? And into this, you'll never look back.
Yep.
You'll never look back. And it's the same with most of the information we give out. I mean, I can't do certain things no more, because I know, right, well, I know this happens, I know that happens, I know this happens, so I'm not going to do this.
Elaborate.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
All right, let's say shopping centre. I know when I want to go into a shopping centre.
Right.
I go in there, get my stuff, get out.
He's worried about the club card man, like monitoring his shopping.
No.
And
it's because of the psychological tricks they use.
Oh, of course
on you.
He
like
do.
The music, like the eye level stuff, and like
the
prices.
I know what I want when I go shopping, and I try and not get deviated. But I always
that's why
find
I
myself
go in and hit what
with
I
those
want
impulse
to get
purchases.
Yeah.
End of tills, end of aisles.
But the longer you stay there, the more chance you're going to buy something that you don't want.
That's why, right, they do actually, it's quite interesting, the psychology of a supermarket, you know. Because it's like, have you noticed that they'll put the, right, what are the two main items that you go into a supermarket for?
Milk.
Yep.
Bread.
Milk and bread, right? Why is the milk right on the other side of the supermarket to
so
the bread?
So you walk through all the stuff and go, oh, actually, I might need some jam.
And you'll probably spend about £10, $10
you'll
more
spend
than
more than
you need.
Expect to spend.
Exactly,
And that's how they get you. And it's like, if you went in every day and you bought, you knew what you were going in for, bread and milk.
Of course.
And
but
then you
those,
got one
those
item every time.
At the end, all those little treats like your biscuits and your cookies and your sweets and stuff.
And instead of doing that, why don't you go to our Patreon and just put the a quid to our Patreon instead?
That'd be nice.
It'd be healthier for you as well, probably.
Probably. Yeah. I could personally guarantee it.
Yeah. You'll get
Because you'd have one less bar of chocolate that you... Well, do you know what, as well? Yeah. It is healthier for you.
Yeah. Well, it's chocolate month, isn't it, to stop eating chocolate.
Is it?
Yeah,
it is. January?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah,
well, if you're doing that...
I've been doing my part. I have since I think November.
I've really gone off the sweets at the moment, and I've even took my coffee down to no sugar in my coffee.
Yeah, you were saying before, weren't you?
Because Doing me any favours. I've got sensitive teeth and they really hurt.
Yeah.
And because it's gone cold, it's gone really cold here in the UK. But it's like we were expecting pretty bad snow.
I'm surprised we didn't get as much snow as we did actually.
Well, it went weird because it's at the moment it's gone up to 7 degrees.
Yeah.
And then like, so it was actually quite mild today.
Give it a couple of days, it'd go back down again.
But then in 2 days it's going to be like -7 minus to -11.
Yeah, now that makes me think there's like the Nibiru thing, that's a part of, you know, summers and winters and that were never how they were.
No, because you've got to think about it in parts of the world right now.
Yeah.
It is summer.
Oh, yeah.
So when we get like wind, different winds, right?
Yeah.
So we know, we was actually talking to a guy the other day about fishing, right? And he was telling me about this because he was saying when he go when you're having a northerly wind or an easterly wind, don't go fishing. Yeah,
right.
Because you'll be freezing and you won't catch anything, right?
Right.
But if you got like a westerly wind, you're getting warm winds.
Yeah. Well, we get all of them throughout the city. We get loads.
That's
of
why we get the beast from the east.
Yeah.
Or anything from like the northern side of the planet.
Yeah, or even the southern, because we get some nice weather coming from South America. That we get over here.
That's what
in
I'm
Scotland
saying.
Loves
so
it.
Yeah, it all depends Scotland on the weather systems, I think. And I think that just so even in the winter we can still get warm breezes coming through because they're getting carried on the westerly winds from like places like Australia.
But don't
like
you
Australia.
Think it's changed from like let's say 1990?
Obviously, yeah. I remember we're having defined seasons as a kid, and it was like, you know, your daffodils started cropping up in January, February.
And do you think that is all humans, human races?
Of course it is.
Chemicals and whatever.
No,
do you reckon it's humans who's doing?
We have totally invaded the entire planet. We were kind of like.
I agree to a percentage.
Here's a theory for you, right? In terms of like at the Ark, right? The Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
We are Noah's Ark.
Yes,
right?
We were all put here, right?
But we were either messed with or we just fucking took over. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were a zoo, but like we've just kind of run rampant.
Yeah.
We're the equivalent of like Japanese knotweed.
I've been talking to Andy about this. Well, Andy's been talking to me about it. And Andy, we sort of, there is a possibility it could happen that way.
Yeah,
could be.
Well, the last bit of NASA news before we move on to entertainment is NASA Opportunity Rover.
It's
last year we reported on this around August.
Yeah.
Mid-August, well, end of August September. September.
Was it?
I think,
yeah.
Right, about the rovers going down.
Yeah,
right, because
yeah,
it was having a lot of issues, weren't they?
Satellites,
with, like, the
rovers. That's when that summer place got raided as well and closed down.
Yeah, they were having a lot of technical issues over that time, but basically they've tried to send it new commands and it's not responding. So they basically think that the opportunity is kaput now, which is a big shame because obviously it's pretty nifty little bit of kit. And I mean, they've sent a new one up. So the cat's just, every week.
Your feet,
The cat clawed him. So yeah, so 15 years after the NASA Opportunity rover touched down on Mars, now it's official. Officials are acknowledging that the rover is just permanently out of commission.
Do you reckon?
Well, they're saying it's due to dust storms and that's knocked out the communications. So
I don't know, you know.
What do you mean?
I don't know because let's say if you wanted a secret camera on Mars, what would you say? Oh, well, it doesn't work no more.
Obviously, yeah, but I mean, it has been up there 15 years, and the fact was, it wasn't supposed
to
last that long.
Yeah, exactly.
And it actually went out of commission once before, and someone cleaned it.
Yeah, so who knows?
There's been major dust storms on Mars, but in a couple of years' time, they might find that the same thing happens again.
But I think it's too easy for them to turn around and say that, you know what I mean?
And they'll try it, and they'll keep trying it periodically, and it'll boot up one day, and they'll go, it's back!
NASA, invite me around. Do it in front of me, and then I believe it.
I'd love to go to like Cape Canaveral check out NASA if you're inviting us.
Yeah. Cover tickets this way. Well, do
cup
you know
of tea,
why?
Dunkin' Donut.
Yeah.
All day long. Yeah, I'll come down. You can put me in, you can put Taylor in the Zero G machine, I'll see
that.
Oh,
hell no.
I'd pay
hell
to see
no.
that. I want to see him get
spun around.
How
much are you paying? You're going to have to pay me a lot.
I want to see if you fly redder, that's it.
give me 2 G's and then after that, I'd be like, I think no.
Well, like I say, it could be the end for the little plucky rover.
Which, it could be.
Well, what's happening with the other one, has anyone said? Because obviously now they're saying Opportunity's out.
The other
but
one's
what was the other one called?
Prominent.
It was Discovery.
Yes, I think so.
So Discovery and Opportunity.
Yeah.
And Discovery's went down as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because they were saying they lost communications with that.
Yeah, but I believe it went back up.
Right.
And it's carrying on its duty. I think actually the other day I saw a photo of it like going off.
And then they've obviously sent that new one up, which is drilling
at
the moment. So, yeah, there's still a lot of action going on Mars.
Yeah, and there's more planned as well.
It makes me think that, you know, if there is life on Mars, then, you know, they're probably noticing us.
I should imagine by now they would have come across...
like I say, you cleaned the rover.
Well, this is it. And all the pictures that have come across, like seeing rabbits, snakes, aliens... Like this, that, and the other.
A lot of that's just basically seeing things, like
yeah,
seeing
like
what you want to see.
Yeah, that's thing of seeing clouds, seeing a monkey
is it,
in a cloud. Or
pareidolia. So that's basically it for the news and the NASA news. Just got a bit of entertainment news before we move on to the main topic, which is, if you don't know, a bit coming up a bit later on.
Yeah.
It is. The lizard people.
Oh yeah.
Are we being controlled by a subterranean
possibly
race of
possibly.
Of lizard people? Have
possibly.
They been here
Who've
all
been
the
here
time?
Before? Yeah.
Have
exactly.
they been here longer than us?
Yeah. Well, it
all
sounds like they've been
more.
Here millions of years more than us.
Well, the thing is, it's like based on this, they might not even be living underground. They might be controlling us and just being like, you know,
living amongst us. Yeah,
well, like we say, we'll get to that.
We will
after the entertainment news. Entertainment news. Good entertainment news this week, because firstly, the first bit of entertainment news demonstrates how right we are. I can't believe it. We did say this a few months ago. In fact, I was lobbying it right at the beginning when we started the podcast, and I said we should have one.
Well, you know what to do with that, don't you? Go back, listen to it, and
I have said it, I'm pretty sure. Ghostbusters 3 trailer just dropped!
Yes!
And it's not just a shit Ghostbusters that we don't want to see, it's a proper Ghostbusters that we might actually want to see.
I think it was a couple of weeks ago to talk about this.
Yes. See, we've talked about it a fair few times.
Yeah, right?
Bill Murray wouldn't do it because he said the script weren't there, and then you know, Harold Ramis, he passed away, and then it was just like a lot of things going bad for it.
Yeah.
And then obviously they've decided they were going to do the all-female cast.
Yeah.
Version of the franchise.
And
it didn't go down very well.
I thought it bombed a bit, to be honest.
Totally bombed, right? Yeah. And it's not because it was an all-female cast. It was because it was a shit film, right?
Yeah.
That was bottom line.
Yeah.
And getting, like, all pissed off about it is just getting
not
silly.
Worth it.
And that's what happened on Twitter when the trailer was released.
Yeah.
I think one of the actresses involved with the original... the remake of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the female one.
Yeah. Went absolutely off started whinging on about like how it was a piss take and all the rest of it.
How's it a piss take? You tried it, it failed.
Yeah, it failed, it didn't
Let's
work.
Let's go back to the original.
Go back to the original. We always wanted a Ghostbusters 3.
Well, that is
We
very
always
true.
Wanted original cast. Yeah. We always wanted Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, all the fellas.
Yes.
Yeah. And even if it was a handover movie where the original cast were passing it on to a new team.
Yeah, then that would have been a lot better.
It's set
I
in the
thought.
Same universe and it, you know, think it, and I mean, the concept, where they're going with it, is kind of along those lines. It's kind of a baton passing on the baton movie.
Okay.
Right, trailer's brilliant, and it's only a teaser, but it's just...
I've seen nothing on it, but I will be looking for that trailer.
Get on
now.
That. It's only a split-second trailer, but honestly, it gave me chills. It was awesome.
Right,
so
sweet.
Yeah, I posted it on Twitter straight away. Like I was like, I was right, I told you.
I knew
it was coming out.
Yes, good for them.
Next bit of entertainment news. Have you heard about this Chris Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger?
No.
Well, they're getting married.
What the hell?
Chris Pratt has proposed to Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Right.
And they're basically going on Twitter saying like they're openly like kind of really openly God-loving.
Like, openly God-loving?
They said they're going to be bold about it. Yeah, so I don't know if they're going to be
so
out
I'm
there.
Invited?
They're going to be out there getting, like, proper preachy. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, no.
But it's like, it just makes me laugh.
It's going to ruin like, Arnie's reputation now.
I bet Arnie's loving it, mate. He's sat at home going, hey, Chris, me and you, we could get me in the Avengers, yeah. Well, get me in. I know you've got some pull with Feige, yeah.
Oh.
You'll be like going, me. They'll be looking at each other's guns. He'll be like that going, ha, Star-Lord and the Terminator together again.
Yeah,
every day, straight.
Yeah,
ah, you fucking my daughter.
I wonder what's stopping him from telling him what he does to her.
guy's Christian Star-Lord, mate. Guy's a Marvel, Disney ambassador.
Yeah,
he can't be going around doing anything untoward, and that's probably why they like him so much, because he's a big Cristiano.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, I've got nothing against that. You know, it's like, whatever.
No, I think he's a good actor.
He's a great guy, yeah. Is he really nice? Seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I just don't know where that's come from. I don't know, because it's like I was reading something about the timeline of that relationship.
Yeah.
And it does seem to have come out of the blue. Do you know what I mean? And
because I didn't hear anything about it.
That's what I'm saying. It just kind of came out of nowhere, really. I mean, seriously don't understand, but... There was another bit of entertainment news. That was pretty much it in terms of main stories that I wanted to talk about. But I had another one. But can you seem to find it now? So it doesn't matter.
If it's that important, we'll tell you next week.
Oh, if it's that important. Everything I write down for the show is important an extent, apart from maybe like Arnold Schwarzenegger stories.
But I've got paperwork everywhere on this. I need to organise it.
Well, to be fair, the fact that Ghostbusters 3 is coming out is enough entertainment news for anyone. So,
That is true. Now, what are you go and chill, get a beer.
I mean, what are you expecting to see out of it?
I'm expecting to see quality, which there will be because of the cast.
Do you think, right, I've got...
And it must be good because of the writer, because Bill Murray's going to go in.
Yeah, because he said obviously he wouldn't do it unless the script was there. So, I mean, he's obviously
agreed to it. So without seeing
it,
I'd say 4.5 out of 5.
Do you think the Harold Ramis... played Spangler, the guy's scientist collects spores, molds and fungus
so
do you reckon they'll bring him back as a ghost? I hope they do. Do you know what I mean? I hope they bring him back as a ghost, but he doesn't realise he's a ghost and he just thinks he's still a Ghostbuster.
Technology nowadays, I reckon they could bring him back.
That's what I'm
as
saying.
As normal without being a ghost.
Yeah, well, that's what I hope, he's a ghost, but he doesn't realise
he's
a ghost.
Yeah, he could go along with fucking the green one. I can't remember. What's his name?
Slimer.
Slimer,
that's
it. Bring
Slimer back?
They brought him in the fucking Gills one, so why not?
Oh, it's bugging me now. Why can't I remember this extra bit of news? But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, man.
We're moving on now.
Yeah.
We're moving on to the main... Oh, no. I've got another piece of news. It's not an entertainment news. That's why.
Right.
It evaded me for a minute there.
Right. Okay.
This is a story that I've been wanting to talk about. Does segue quite nicely into the main topic.
Oh, right.
And this is why I didn't bring it up earlier. Right.
Yeah.
It's not entertainment. Well, it is entertaining.
Well, it's news.
It's more than just news.
Well, go on, you expect it from this person.
This is the linchpin to the whole segue.
Yeah.
Right? A couple of weeks ago, Prince Philip, or King Philip, as some people refer to him.
No, King, man.
Well, he's married to the Queen,
isn't he? He's a consort, isn't
he? He's married to the Queen.
Yeah, but he's still a consort. Well,
what do you consider a person who's married to the Queen?
He's a consort.
He's the kid. He's not the
king. He's known as the
people...
consort.
Well, I know he is. I'm only having a laugh, but a few people do call him King
Philip. Could you see him as a king?
No, he's an absolute plum, right? The fact is,
a lot
right,
of people agree with you there, I think.
Now, Prince Philip, age 97, right?
Yeah.
He's now being referred to as the Duke of Hazzard.
Hey.
Right? Because... the guy's absolutely crazy.
General Lee?
They get, exactly, Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
The Queen.
Well, the Queen is Daisy.
Yeah, the Queen's sliding in the fucking side window.
Who's the sheriff then?
Oh, I don't know. Queen Mum, but she's gone now, ain't she?
Yeah. Is it Harry?
So basically, like, if you don't know the story, he crashed his Land Rover.
Yeah.
Doing almost 100 mile an hour down a fucking
crazy,
country
man.
Road.
It's a 40-mile-an-hour lane as well. 50-mile-an-hour lane.
And he's notorious as well for never wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and which is against the law.
And he's crashed a few times. He's been a couple of reported incidents where he's like almost like, you know, killed himself or whatever. Like, and I say
he's a speed freak, man. He likes his speed.
So, you know, obviously he was in this accident.
Yeah.
And he's flipped his Land Rover.
Yeah.
Now, Land Rovers are not very easy to flip.
No.
Right? It's an off-road vehicle, right? And it's, you know, I don't know how he managed it. But again,
well, he managed it.
Wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
No.
Right? And the guy's 97 years old.
Yeah.
Right? Walked away from it unscathed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you've got a family of young people, right? All came away broken bones, the lot. Yeah, right? Makes me wonder.
Do you reckon they're going to charge you?
Well, it is another story, right? A photograph of the controversial Prince Philip driving without his seatbelt on the Queen Sandringham estate in Norfolk, England last week, just 2 days after he'd been in a car crash involving two women and a small baby, triggered outrage online after, you know, he was basically sparked a debate about whether he was like, he should even be driving, and the whole thing about the royals in general.
Yeah.
So like I say, he's been dubbed the Duke of Hazard for driving like a menace. And basically it's like, Piers Morgan's gone on and started going on about him, said he basically is one of the rudest men he's ever met.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is supposed to be our aristocracy, mate, and they're not setting a good example as, you know, supposed rulers of our country. Do you know what I mean?
True. It's well, like, he'd probably get away with it.
Get your bloody husband under control or fucking divorce him.
Well, it's her land. It's her land, so he could turn round and say, I'm driving on private land. You can't do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, then the rules on private land are different to the thingy, but he wasn't driving on private land when he had that accident. He wasn't driving on private land in 1964 when he had a major car crash. Oh, what?
the Queen owns the land.
Semantics. He's just like, the whole fucking country's mine. I can drive wherever I want.
Nothing's going to happen. He's probably going to buy a car, pay all their bills, and go, see you later.
The point I'm getting at, and this is the ultimate point, right, is how the hell did he walk away from it he's not a lizard? if Prince Philip is not a lizard, how did he walk away from that car crash? I put it to you.
I thought it was just the Queen who was the lizard. And you're all saying he's one as well.
The whole Windsor clan. Every one of them.
Oh, yeah. My days.
All the Windsors are lizards, according to David Icke.
Well,
a lot of other conspiracy theories. Theorists. And to be honest, I've been looking into this week. So have you. I've been fucking hell. I think it's brilliant. Yeah, I love David Icke.
There's some funny parts.
I mean, there's some funny parts, but there's a lot of kind of science to it as well.
Yeah, there is a lot of astute stuff that he's got in there, without a doubt.
Guy's good at making observations, right? And if you don't know about David Icke,
he's done his work, though.
David Icke, ex-footballer. He used to be goalie for Coventry City.
Yeah.
He was an ex-football pundit.
Yeah. Yeah, he did all that.
Journalist.
Yeah.
And then
he went on Wogan.
Went on Wogan.
That's where he
proclaimed himself to be the son of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody kind of went, oh my God, what the fuck is David Icke doing? And then, I mean, I think a lot of people didn't take him seriously for a long time.
He couldn't go in the pubs or anything. He took the piss out of him straight away, man. But he's come back strong, man.
The thing about David Icke, he's
intelligent fella.
He's an intelligent fella. You've got 20 million book sales worldwide.
Yeah.
4 million views on his website every month.
Yeah.
You know, mate, David Icke's the first and best line of defence against
the
fucking worst scum of the universe.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, and that's talking about tonight. We're talking about the lizard
people
conspiracy.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. But like I say, David Icke's got a lot of good stuff to come to it. So I actually followed him on Twitter today, so if you ever get a chance listen to us, David, come on the show. We would love to hear your thoughts on the Matrix.
I have a lot of questions.
A lot of your stuff is really interesting. So, yeah, give us a shout. In fact, DM him, but he turned it off.
Did he?
I'm saying.
Too busy, he might be.
Obviously, he probably gets a lot of emails. Probably a lot of people.
But I must admit, over the last couple of years, he's been more and more prominent later.
Well, he probably doesn't get invites to such prestigious shows as our own.
Oh, no.
And therefore, doesn't bother. No. So I can understand.
Well, he's
that.
Got a chance if he wants to.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Well, like there's the offer. Tickets there.
I mean, in terms of the kind of the theory, and if we'll go from the beginning, the theory about the reptilians is that they were the species that were here predate humanity.
Yeah.
Right? They rather predate humanity, or they were in fact the sperm, as is it sperm, sperm pan, panspermia.
Yeah.
Yeah. That came to our planet and like kind of genetically altered us. Yeah. Like the native race or the native species, which was like a fucking half monkey primitive man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then kind of leapfrogged us into the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like a lot of the kind of conspiracy theorists I'm looking at say that the reason for that was because we were meant to be a slave race for them.
Yes, yes.
So
the way, yeah.
And I mean the argument is, are we still a slave race to them now?
Yeah, I have to just say that the way things are going on is we are still under slave race, but the case of slave race for money, because we all go out there, make the money goes to the government. Now, the way the money system seems to be working at the moment is we're paying in a lot of money, but we're getting not a lot back. And the reason for that is because that money's got to go somewhere else. Where's that money going?
Well, we talked about this in the What's It, didn't we? Where we were saying, like, obviously, like, the Anunnaki were taking all the gold. And we've even mentioned it today, really.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the Anunnaki, it's not normal gold. It's a certain kind of gold, which now can only be found in the south of Hawaii.
I mean, I don't think, like, in that respect, though, because it's like, in the research I've done, and I'll get to this in a bit later on, about the... because David Icke kind of points, and a lot of the other conspiracy theorists as well, point at world leaders being these lizards, and that they've been, like, world leaders...
Not.
And like you kind of people who have influence throughout history.
Yeah.
So they've been looking after the planet and kind of been in a position of power at all times. It's like,
but
it's crazy about
like
who these people they say who is, potentially lizards.
But
do you know, like,
my problem with that is in the past there's been a lot of George Franklin and all that, there's been a lot of people in history who've actually given us the tools and the indications now of looking out for these things, like you know, that there was a well-known scientist, I really can't remember his name at the minute, but if I remember it I'll say, that said that there might be another species with under our earth, but you could go so deep under, you could go right past the crust and right near the mantle, that there's the room. And there were satellite images that were brought up, I think it was last year.
Yeah, of the inner
Earth. 100 feet diameter of holes of places where you could hide or have species there.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I understand where, like, you know, the premise of it makes sense because, like, at the end of the day, it's like they say that, you know, if we've evolved, like, and if evolution's correct, and a lot of the people against evolution will argue, well, we can't have been the only animal to ever evolve into a higher form species.
Well, that's one of my arguments for it.
Mate, there's some who'd argue that there's more intelligent animals out there and a lot hardier, that are more evolutionary kind of like adapted to, like, the dung beetle or the beetle that can survive a nuclear blast and that'll be here a lot longer than us. The alligators and crocodiles and lizards and stuff like that have always, in fact, if you want to go that deep, lizard chromosome has been on this planet a hell of a lot longer than we have, in forms of lizards, dinosaurs, fucking all these different variations of that genetic code, right? And when it comes to it, the science is pointing at that we have that included in us as well at a very primitive level.
Yeah, I can agree to a certain degree, but then there's things there that just doesn't work out now. Like you said about the evolution, the time scale of evolution, it's like millions of years and stuff. But my issue with a big part of the issue is it took 5,000 years.
Yeah, but that's...
That was it.
What took 5,000 years?
It took 5,000 years to go from the species that we...
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. We leap from
now.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like this it's marker short, that we've got in our
time.
Brain.
Yeah.
How do you know that wasn't put there? Because
that's
what I'm saying. It's like there's two theories of thinking about it. It's rather we developed and evolved with that in us from the beginning, from the soup.
We
got to a point and we were manipulated, and that marker was a result of the manipulation.
Yeah.
So that part of our brain, now I'll get into the part of the brain because it's dead interesting, man. I'm really interested in brains and neurology.
Neurology, yeah.
Yeah. And when you get into the brain thing, there's a thing called the R complex.
Yeah,
that it does exist, and your brain's split up into kind of like three different sections.
Yeah,
you've got. Firstly, when I find the notes, you've got. I know. Yeah, I'm so disorganized. You've got the R
left and the right lobe.
No. You've got the R cortex, the R complex, which is your. You've got. Oh, fucking hell,
you've
sorry.
Lost it,
I have
you,
lost,
mate.
No, I've got it. The neocortex, which is your higher order thinking, which is obviously your heart, lungs, liver, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Then you've got your limbic brain.
Yeah.
Right. Which is your emotions.
Yeah.
Right. And all that sort of stuff. And then you've got your brainstem, which is your survival.
Yeah.
And that's where your R complex is located in your brainstem, yeah. And that deals with all the sort of emotions like. Ritual displays, aggression, violence, territoriality.
Right.
So these are kind of like traits that are kind of seen as our base urges sort of thing. You know those times when like, and one documentary I was watching describes it as. You know, when you get that phone call from your boss or somebody you don't really want to talk to, and it's like. Oh, you're in trouble, and you know you're in trouble, and the phone rings, and you think,
I'm not answering that.
Oh, I'm not answering
that.
And it's a gut reaction.
Yeah.
You didn't have to wad those facts up or do the maths.
It's not automatically sense.
Right, it's a total base urge, right? And you go, and you flip, and you're totally like, what do I do?
Fear
sets in, and that, but saying that again is another one of these urges.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people thinking like even stuff like anxieties and like stuff
possibly.
Are linked to this reptilian side of your brain.
Yeah.
So well, there's a lot of science involved in it, right?
Yeah.
But then that makes me think about like obviously David Icke, and like his theories. So I mean, what do you know about the lizards? Because I've heard a lot of these stories where I've seen a lot of videos where these people say that, like, Hillary Clinton and... actually, Hillary Clinton is a lizard. So is Bill, but she's higher up in the command of
the
lizards.
Clintons are supposedly.
Yeah. So you've got the Windsors who are supposed to be lizards.
Yeah.
The Clintons who are supposed to be lizards.
Yeah, the Bushes.
The Bushes. The Mexican Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And there's all these kind of different
there's
stories.
Even actors and...
Well, that's what makes me think, why is it always going to drip into celebrity? Do you know what I mean? Why is
why not a normal person who walks down the street?
Am I led to believe that, like, any one of us could be a reptilian?
I think you put the word straight into your own mouth.
Led to believe.
Led to believe that this is... With all the technology these days, you could make anyone look, you know,
Yeah. When you see those eyes on them videos, I think, here we go. And a lot of these celebrity glitches.
Yeah.
I mean, the glitches, fair enough, they're weird.
Yeah.
But I can put that down to stress of the job or whatever, in some respects, but not others. But when you see these people who are supposed to be, like, resembling lizards or their eyes are flickering like lizards or anything like that, I'm not 100%, you know, you can't.
Yeah, I'm not. I suspect there is a couple around, but I don't expect them to be more than is necessary.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, what I'm thinking is...
It's like throwing spies into a fucking other country.
Yeah.
You'd put so many in there, but you wouldn't overpopulate or won't so you're less chances of getting caught.
Well, going back to like the Windsors, yeah. Right? Princess Diana actually called the royal family the lizards or the reptile people.
But that could be because of what David Icke said when he was on Wogan and that around that time.
Was it around about that time? In the 80s?
Yeah, because everyone was basically, you know, saying this, that and the other. And she might have been one of them that's pressured him to go, like, you know what, even Diana's turning around and agreeing to me. I'm going to carry on with it.
Well, it was actually Diana's confidant, one of her best friends. She actually told her that she said they're horrible. Yeah. And she referred to the whole family as the lizards. Well, they didn't.
Well, yeah, but then she could have left stuff.
Oh, somebody didn't.
Well, yeah.
Don't want to go down that road just yet. But, I mean, they say as well, like, you know, obviously the lizard people come from, or all the Windsors come from a royal bloodline.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, like a lizard royal bloodline. Yeah. So, you know, you've got to be a true fucking lizard person to be...
Yeah, to get in
the gang sort of thing. So, another thing... So obviously, yeah, the Queen, the Royals, Bush, President of Mexico, which is Mikel Madrid, Mikel Madrid actually talks about an alien race coming down and, you know, basically breeding with the Mexican women.
Yeah.
In order to create world leaders.
What? Yeah,
that was his take on it. Now, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I did see this one thing, though, this YouTube video, YouTube guy, called Red Pill Philosophies, and again, this is really compelling stuff, but he comes out with a really good, and props to this guy, because he did come out with actually a really good way of thinking about this, right? Because I kind of find it hard to believe that these shape-shifting lizards, even though some quite fucking out there people have said they've seen it.
Yeah.
Did you know Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins said he's actually witnessed...
Yeah.
A shapeshifter.
Yeah.
I mean, shapeshifting is kind of like a bit kind of out there, but they do say that it's explained by the fact that there is kind of a couple of different types of these reptilians.
Sounds like a plot on Star Trek.
It does, doesn't it? And they say, well, how they describe them is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Description here of one of them. So you've got basically the Nagas, which they can take human and reptilian form and switch between them. So they can kind of turn the markers off for the reptile to make them more human, and then turn them back on to become more lizard. That's what they say, and they're the Nagas. Then you've got a Chitauri, which is funny because they're the Chitauri are kind of like a Marvel baddie.
Yeah.
Which could be predictive programming, and they're trying to get it out there.
Could be.
They're described as a being with 3 to 6 claws, but with opposable thumbs. Tall. Okay. Yellow with glowing eyes, snake-like, and there's a guy who David Icke actually interviews, and he says that they look like Darth Maul. They look like Darth Maul. You know, Darth Maul from Star Wars.
Oh yeah, you know him on that horny bastard.
Oh yeah, you know he's got. But the thing is, right? I was
looking at his tattoo.
Yes, right. Now this is a bit of a fucking weird coincidence because I'd never noticed it.
Yeah,
right. I didn't. Now this guy said. He was a bit freaked out because he was watching one of the Star Wars films, and the best description he could point to and say that's what one of the reptilians looked like is Darth Maul. Yeah. Now, if you know what Darth Maul looks like from Star Wars, he's got kind of ridgy spikes coming out of his head.
Yeah.
But he's red and black faced, and he said he's like he's more lizard green in these reptilians.
Yeah.
But features,
yeah,
very slice. Similar. Now, so I got a picture of Darth Maul up. I wanted to have a look, you know, like refresh the memory and see where he was getting at.
Yeah,
and I noticed something very interesting about the makeup on Darth Maul.
Yeah,
if you look at his lower lip coming out of his mouth.
Yeah,
he's got a serpent's tongue tattoo.
He has.
Yeah, a part of his design, right?
Yeah,
but that's something that I'd never noticed. Right, I always assumed it was just a part of the design.
Yeah.
But based on the fact that this guy's now describing him as that's the best looking thing that could be looked like seen as a lizard, then that makes me think, was that not intentional?
Could be.
You know what I mean? It kind of looks that way.
Could be because they're saying like filmmakers have been involved in like, you know, some conspiracy.
Yeah.
So there's possibility that, that was added in.
So, I mean, so do you think that they were here all along? Or do you think that they were like, you know, they've come from another, out of the solar system
I'm
to
conflicted.
Kind of seed us or take over or thingy? Because there's been reports of them coming to spread peace. There's been to come and say that, you know, horrible. But like at the end of the day, these are good and bad humans. So,
it all depends on the individual. Yeah, it's
a
yin and yang thing, isn't it? You always get a little bit bad in a lot of good, and you always get a little good in a lot of bad.
Yeah. So, I mean, what?
My confliction is that, right, the oldest and largest, I'm presuming now, of information of stuff from our past, of our histories, come from the Sumerians. And the Sumerian stories go that there was a queen Anunnaki who made these other Anunnakis to come here to do some other stuff, you know, mess around with us, get the gold.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, the Anunnaki were supposed to come from the Nibiru, the Nemesis system.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so these are supposed to come from the Draco star system.
Yeah.
Right? So, which one were the ones that did it? Were it the Anunnaki who seeded us, or was it the Dracos, the reptilians that did it? You know, what's the crack?
There's a thing that there was two different reptilians made. One was basically good, and one was basically bad. Wanted to take us over, enslave us, you know, fuck about with us.
Mm.
The other one wanted to come down, you know, help us, generate us, and make our life as best as possible. For whatever reason that they were there for.
Yeah, but are they trying to make us, like, our lives better so we serve them better? Or were they trying to just spread peace because we were kind of a new life form and they wanted to be like, hey, guys?
Well, through the Sumerian stories, it goes that Enki, who was the good, and his brother, who was the bad, who was the destruction. Enki basically helped us by messing around with our DNA and giving us more than we were allowed to have.
Well, no, because apparently, like, I've seen one thing where they said that partially they restricted us, so we couldn't use as much as our brain.
Yeah, but Enki broke the rules.
Kept us dumb.
Broke the rules. That was what he did. He broke the rules. So we can think, we can breathe, and we can, you know, we can.
So what, we would have been worse off than we are now?
Well, we wouldn't have even thought about it, because it would have been natural, and it would have been, we were born into slavery, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. If we don't, we get bad whipped by our gods.
We're just basically
tortured. And don't forget, these creatures are like between 11 and 15 feet long, big. You know what I mean? So we're talking to giants, you know what I mean? This is David v. Goliath.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
There's stories and pictures and that of big objects found. You know, big people supposedly found.
I've seen some things about giants.
But I'm not
stuff
too
like
sure
that,
about
like
it myself. But I do believe in, right, with oxygen in the atmosphere, there was a lot more oxygen back in the dinosaur era, and that's why there was big animals. Now, as time has gone by, we've gotten less and less oxygen. So I think we're something like 22% oxygen now.
Yeah.
But between that time, if you think about it, between that time, there would be giants still until a certain degrading.
I know where you're coming from, because, like, obviously the animals were bigger. Like, if you look at mammoths and fucking, like, dinosaurs and fossils and bones we found, do prove that, yeah? So, but we've... It wouldn't there be more kind of like evidence of like man in that capacity, like a giant? Like, we've never really actually found the proof. It's same as Bigfoot.
Well, the oldest
it's like
person
they say they're there,
was...
but we've never actually got. Every time the evidence comes along, it turns out to be a hoax.
And it's a shame
because every time that happens, it makes it less believable.
Well,
you know
this
what I mean?
This is a thing though, but it's like the stories, right? For those who believe in the stories of the Bible and Jesus, right, there is so much. There's only so much information that you've got in that Bible, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, we all know that there's a hell of a lot more, even in one of the stories they were talking about, Anunnaki.
Right, okay.
He's got to be put, he was talking about, right, even with all that information there, you've still not got half as much information as you have on the Syrians.
Oh, totally, but you like, know what you
I know. Mean? So I would rather believe in the stories that you've got more evidence and showing I all of it than just a little
from.
Bit.
But this is what I'm saying, it's like going to a Bible story. I mean,
well, yeah,
in terms
I'm not
of the.
Religious.
No, I'm not, but like at the end of the day, when you're looking in the Bible stories for kind of proof of yeah. one of these things or another,
yeah.
it's like, here's one for you. The Adam and Eve story,
yeah.
right? So here's like another example of reptilians being involved in our history, right?
Okay.
So, like, one person put it this way, it's like, do you think it was a physical snake that went up to Eve and said, here you go, here's an apple. Do you know, wouldn't it not be more likely to be a lizard, a humanoid type person who could actually converse with her and say those things rather than slither up? Well, how was the snake conversing with a person? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know it's high, and that's it. It's kind of like an analogy of the serpent being an evil presence
yeah.
or whatever. But at the end of the day, does that not kind of carry over? And I make these loads of examples throughout kind of history about where these lizards have been kind of like, you know, the dragon.
Well, yeah. Well, I hate to go back to it, but it does, because it's the oldest thing that we know, and the oldest civilization we know, that the Anunnaki. Again, in the scriptures
so your opinion,
it talked about the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, I know, but what you're getting at, right, is I asked you earlier, right. Do you think it was the Anunnaki who sparked it off and seeded us, or do you think it was the reptilians? So what you're saying is it was the Anunnaki. So what you're saying is the reptilians were here all along.
No, what I'm saying is the reptilians were either brought here or were designed here.
No, you see, I'm.
But then, like I said, I'm split because I do believe as well that they could have been here a lot longer than. We think because there's a story of a tribe in Brazil. In the Amazon, right? Now, they didn't meet humans and never had TV or anything like that. We met them in the 18th century, and their sole job was to guard an entrance for some giant lizards. And they even offered to take people down there and 15 miles down into the ground, and they still couldn't reach to the end, so they had to turn back.
Right.
But they've said that they've reached to the bottom and talked to giants, and there was places where there was like berries the size of your fist, apples the size of your head.
Right.
And they were going all into this, that, and the other. Now it's funny, but
yeah, well,
the
that's
question
great.
Is. Right, they haven't.
And who
known
was down
society.
There? Was that the lizards?
Yeah, they're supposed to be the lizard
right.
people. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like in all these depictions in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
They're depicted in Doctor Who, and
yeah,
their
it's sort
story
of like that
is
kind of story,
their story
yeah.
is they've been underground.
Yeah.
Like for all this time, while we've ravaged the Earth. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So that's the story. That's the story they're telling.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
But
that
the
they've
interesting
been there.
Bit.
Go on.
Is the lizard people of Los Angeles now when. That happened in 1934.
Funny, actually. What's that? All that. There's always that joke that runs in America, like about alligators being in the sewers.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not alligators.
Well, this is it. Well, this is it. It could be. But in 1934, there was a newspaper article of a guy who was digging a bit of a freeway or tunnel for the government, and they opened up a hole basically, and there was loads of fucking. Items and stuff like that. And then after that story was put out, it was shut up. It was no one spoke about it again. But he had one piece of hard evidence, and actually, it was more people who seen it later on. He had a map, and this map was like tunnels to go in. But the thing is, which I thought was a bit interesting, there was pots of gold in different areas. What would they want to do with gold?
Well, it's a shiny metal, isn't it? I think people, and again,
they're not magpies.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if it's led to believe that the cold-blooded animals that are kind of like, you know, what do we consider the traits of a lizard, like, or a snake? Conniving, sort of, you know, greedy and you know, all those other bad traits. It's like, you know, maybe they're just keeping it because they can.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, maybe they've got a currency system that works on the same thing we ours
does.
Well,
yeah.
How do you know that if it isn't the global elite running it, that it's the exact same currency system and bartering system we use?
Well, you could go the underground base onto that one.
Yeah, but can I go down into the lizard world and use a £10 note, is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? They could be operating, well, if it's the global elite that's running it, and it's all these world leaders, then why not? Because they're after the gold as it is. That's what they're looking for. That's why they own all the money, and that's why they're in the 1%.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, the thing is with this David Icke thing, it's like, you know, I respect what he's saying, and for the fact that he had the epiphany in the first place.
Forget that, he had the balls to come out.
Exactly.
He had the balls to come out and talk about it, right?
And I mean, besides the point, if you believe about shape shifting reptiles or reptiles living amongst us or any of that, I think he did come up with something that kind of was a bit kind of not understood, and this is what I was trying to get at earlier with the red pill prophecies. Now this guy did a YouTube video where he debunked the whole thing. He tried to debunk the lizard thing, and then months later released another video basically saying, like, not a retraction of sorts, but basically
a retraction.
He himself had an epiphany about it, and he wanted to make a video. So saying is, you know, on a biological level, and if you want to go evolutionary level, right, and if we have got this R complex in our brains, right, that the fact that we have leaders who are warmongers, who are selfish, cold-blooded,
no empathy,
fucking no empathy, right, and they rule using those emotions, right, then they are being slaves to their R complex, they're slaves to the lizard emotions. So in some respects, in a lot of ways, he's correct. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we are.
I mean, the shape-shift inside and all the rest of it, it's like, I can't believe it until I see it. And the thing is, it's like, I know I've heard a lot of people say they've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
But,
I'm sort of the same way with you on that wavelength. I mean, if I see it, I believe it. Now, I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm not saying it is true.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I'm open-minded,
open-minded.
If I see anything that connects to it, then, you know, I'm going to think about it.
Nature has got a fucking fantastic imagination, right? Now, if it turns out that, you know, that nature did create another race of beings, and they've got a culture, and they've got a whole fucking world,
a world going on,
where they just want to be left alone. They don't want to be involved with us.
Well, that's the question. That is the ultimate question.
We're sharing the planet.
That is the ultimate question, though. Why would we be looking for these people unless we want to know?
Well, the point is,
are they going to be all right with us or not?
Well, the point is, we must have been living with them for generations, and nothing's really happened. But the point is, and I think this is the point what David Icke's getting into, it's that they've assumed themselves into positions of power, and they are the global elite. It's these people who are the thing, even now, I don't know if it's just all a metaphor or whatever, but, or if it is a legitimate thing. Now, I think David Icke's got a lot of good theories.
He's got good points,
So, I mean, check him out if you've not checked him out. He's got a lot of good books.
Yeah.
I think the book I was looking at was The Biggest Secret. Check it out on Amazon.
Yeah.
You can also get his new one, which is the Moon Matrix.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So get on it. He's wrote over 20 books.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he has. He's dedicated to it. He lost his reputation over it at the end of the day, and then tried to get. He's gaining it back.
Best fucking goalkeeper Coventry ever had.
Yeah,
by a long way.
Yeah,
and that's it. Basically, we're not going to blow David Icke's trumpet too much longer because we're coming towards the end of the show.
We're not getting paid from him either.
Well we got told as well. We had some kind of comments and feedback this week about kind of having guests on.
Yeah.
And one of our comments was, we should have a guest on every week. Not every week, but like most weeks.
Most week. Hey, I reckon, well, we could do something like once a month or something like that, if possible.
Mr. Icke.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome if you like what we're doing and you want to come on. And if anything you've said and we've said and you want to kind of like put us right, then we'd love to have you on.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's pretty much, we're going to get to the closing parts of the show now. And have you got any epiphanies or any sort of like thing you want to close up with on the lizard thing?
Only that like it's a big subject.
Yeah.
There's so many directions. It's sort of like the UFO thing. It's so many different directions that there's a big possibility that it could be from that direction. But It's the final evidence that you really need to
personally
say
that. My take home from it is that maybe they weren't the seeding sort of thing, but maybe that lizard, the gene that's in us, or that lizard part of our brain, was pre tamper, so it was already in us when we were like pre, you know.
You mean we could have been them or they could have been us?
No. So, like, right, because I do believe in evolution, right? I'll say it, yeah, I do believe in evolution, so hear me out.
I've got big questions about it,
right?
But
so,
I'm not a disbeliever.
So, say we've come from the primordial soup and we've got to a point, right? They say that at 24 weeks, a fetus in the babe, in the womb, represents a lizard. We've got a tail, right? We've got big eyes, we've got even gills, right? Yeah. And we lose those features because our genetics starts assembling our code in the way it should be assembled.
Yeah.
So we go through all the stages at those early weeks of development.
Yeah.
Right. So we lose our tail, we lose our gills, and we start becoming
getting
more humanoid,
reprogrammed.
Right, and reprogrammed.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me that was something from the very early days of evolution. Right, and then if we were tampered with by another alien race like the Anunnaki, that was after the fact. So that dormant thing of aggression and rage and territoriality and survival was there from day one.
Yeah,
and
I must admit,
it's never been put in us. It was just there, and then by them making us more intelligent potentially, it's kind of. It's now, it's that sort of like second voice in your head basically trying not letting you strive and go forward.
But according to, I hate to go back to it, the Anunnaki stones.
Your big Anunnaki lover.
I really am in a minute. It's because
I'm
going to
title
so
this show. It was about the lizards, but not about the Anunnaki.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to, aren't you? I think you're going to have to.
Colonel.
But the stories from their way of telling it is just slightly different. There's quite a good proportion, but I never thought about it the way you said about it was there already.
I think it was.
The Anunnaki have been here, like, 175,000 years ago. Then left. Then he'd been here several times beforehand to.
But that's what I mean. But that's
process.
What I'm saying. So maybe they
but
did
they
start
might
the process,
have,
but that
yeah.
still could have been there from
yeah,
the
yeah,
very
yeah,
beginning.
Yeah, it could have been the first thing they did.
You never know. And
yeah, it's
and the thing about that is, I mean, it's like even if so, it's like if it just feels weird that you know we've got all these urges and base sort of like programs.
Yeah.
And that we can't only use parts of our brain that.
Yeah,
you know, I think there's a lot of our genetics and our history in them respects that we've still not understood. We still don't understand.
No.
And this R complex only came out in mainstream science.
Yeah.
Very recently.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it accounts for a lot. You know, it's got to be looked into.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's the Eye of Horus, isn't it? Like the Eye of Horus, which in Egypt. It looks like our brain, it also looks like an eye.
Oh yeah, well it's the stem cell, isn't it? Yeah, the
Ivorous. Yeah.
So, there's a lot more we could go into as well. I mean, I wish we had a bit more time, but it's like, yeah, in terms of the like the symbolism and the like how the links to reptiles and dragons and stuff go all over the world, and there's all these kind of, sort of, I think in one of the documentaries I said seen that they were saying like they couldn't really, we weren't allowed to kind of depict them as they really looked. So a lot of our symbolism is in snakes and dragons.
Yeah. Elf organisation, two snakes on a stick.
Exactly. Alfa Romeo.
Yeah.
The same thing. Yeah. It's like, you know, that does crop up quite a lot. And I mean, what is that symbolism about? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
there's a lot of statues, and I was sure we were going through a lot of like statues around the world.
Yeah.
Where there's a lizard or a snake depicted in a statue. It's fucking loads.
But then you, if you think about it, like, religion or Bibles, lizard or a snake is evil. It's been depicted as evil.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's been depicted as evil because...
Is that why they've been pushed on? Could they have
been depicted as evil because of the Adam and Eve thing?
Yeah.
Because it was the point of original sin. It was like they said, you know, can I tempt you with the apple? And she fucking went for it, right? So that's the point where we've gone... You've just been duped by Satan, right? But then if the lizards are depicted as evil, is that because we've kind of like had that, have just been kind of like,
it's the stuff from history. Right, the history, isn't it?
Winners write the history, and we do have the surface.
History is always getting rewritten differently, so people or
the great get away. The great lizard human war of who knows when.
I was watching something earlier actually, and it is funny how a lot of our history, for some reason, a lot of our history, we've got an amnesia about our past history, because like even in the Mayan calendar, there's four squares and a circle in the middle, and it represents the four changes, which was wind, which destroyed everything, then it was fire, and then it was, ice, and then it was the flood that we all know about, the Noah's Ark flood. And the last one, we're in the last stages, that we're in the fifth stage of
life. So there's still another thing yet to come.
Yeah, so something...
Volcano. Yeah. Volcanoes potentially, I don't know. It could be anything, really, couldn't it? At this point in time, it could literally be anything that does us in.
Yeah.
So well, there's so many options.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
So many choices.
Way do you want to die?
Which way do you want to go out? If you want to leave us a comment, and that'd be beautiful. We'll read them out next week. All the ways that people would like to be taken out by an apocalypse style-y.
Yeah. Don't get too graphical or anything, though, but, you know.
Yeah, just make outline it. Outline it and make it fun. Yeah. That'll be cool quality.
Yeah.
So it'd be good episode, good chat. I like that. Terms of like,
tell us what you think.
What I think is, I think, like I've mentioned, I think like potentially the if the Anunnaki or even the lizards, I mean, if the lizards had more chance of being here originally. I mean, there's all this stuff about the Drake, the Draco star system, and that's where they originated from. But I don't know.
But like it you makes said
sense.
About...
It makes sense because it's like, yeah. Why? I mean, why isn't there any other animals that have evolved to a potential?
And between like, a short, really, really short time.
Like, and that makes me believe that like panspermia happened, where we were like sort of seeded or sort of DNA manipulated.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there is another subspecies or another species of sort of like humanoid on the planet.
Yeah.
They could have already been here, and like you say, they just don't want to associate with us.
Well, if you think about it as well,
and we share a planet with them, but
well, this is it. I mean, if
they've got their own thing going on,
missing 411.
Well, we've already gone down there. I mean, that missing 411. Everyone always goes, but we say this every time. Every time the people go, and loads of people went missing for the Dolce Base experiments, it was the 411.
Yeah, but there were people who witnessed certain things.
Yeah, the fact is that a lot of people do go missing, and it's like there's a lot of these sort of rather experiments going on.
Yeah,
there's a lot
of
your MK Ultras.
Then you've got your murderers, your psychos
exactly, like serial killers and fucking normal crazies.
Yeah.
Like, the like you say, the possibilities of just getting offed in the street are as high as what could potentially take us all out.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
And on that cheery note,
yeah,
I think that's time for, we call it a night.
I think so.
Go going into like the end of the show stuff, we've got a couple of shout outs.
Oh yeah.
This week, have you got any shout outs first before I continue?
Yeah, the lads from last week, like we were saying, like brilliant show, loved it.
It was fun, man. I really enjoyed it. We had some good numbers on the stat, yeah. on the what are they called now? The ratings.
Yeah.
The ratings were in.
Yeah. And
the numbers were through the roof, kids. We're a winner.
We are. And if any other like anyone else wants to come on,
yeah, we're looking for collaborations and stuff. We've got like a couple of spots and stuff. So you know, if you want to chat, send us a DM or an email, and you can email us on neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. And you're more likely to catch us on Twitter, but we are like, I do check the emails quite regular, but like I'm on Twitter quite a lot and I get notifications. So you can get us on Twitter at NASA_never, Instagram at NeverStraightAnswer. You can catch me on Gaz Duncan at Instagram. If you want to check, get on there, do some good photography. You can always have a look if you're interested.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, gazduncan.co.uk.
Yeah.
I'm feeling cheeky tonight. I'm going to plug myself as a shout out. Shout out to me. And shout out to Taylor.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay. He's asleep in the corner.
He's asleep again.
What a shout out to a couple of podcasts who've been just supportive on Twitter. The Blood and Black Rum podcast, which is a horror movie podcast.
All right.
And
nice one.
The Let's Get Girls Shitty podcast. Oh my god.
Oh, it's starting to rain.
The rain has just hit heavy and it is like proper throwing it down outside.
And
I can't believe it.
Down in the bunker as well, we can hear it.
We can hear it pattering on the roof.
Yeah,
it's quality. The Get Shitty podcast. Yeah. Just a good ramble podcast, I should imagine. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it for the shout outs. Just other stuff, housekeeping.
Yeah.
If you want to support us and you like what we do, and it seems that you do, so why not support us? Throw us a £1.
Yeah,
all helps and it all goes back into the podcast because we need stuff, we need equipment, and I mean, if you upgrading and you actually want to donate us some equipment,
that's not bad. Yeah,
if you
donation.
Kind of like we're an upstart podcast, so if you can help us. Get in touch, man.
With all the help we can get.
Always looking for help. Other than that, we've got the Patreon, so you can get on Patreon, you can have a look for merch.
Yes.
We've got a bit of merch on Dizzy Jam, Never a Straight Answer. You can get a mug, hat, cup, scarf, coat,
stuff. Female, male, kids, different sizes.
Beach ball, whatever you need. No, we don't do beach balls. We might do.
Sandcastles.
Get have a look, see what you like anyway. And what else is there?
I think that's it.
I'm sure there was something else, but that's pretty much
if you want to catch it, catch the extra.
That's it. We're going to be back for an extra midweek. We didn't get one out last week because we had such a good show last week with Finger. We thought we'd just take it easy.
We did.
Other than that, I think that is it for the show this week, so thanks a lot for tuning in. Mr. Ike, if you've been listening, get in touch.
Or anyone else.
Prince Philip, just don't drive.
Yeah, put your seatbelt on, son. What's going on?
Anything else? Good night.
Yeah.
That's been it for us for another episode of Never a Straight Answer. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
And that's it. Peace out.
Yeah. Peace, son.
Peas and carrots.
Should we wake Jay up now or leave him?
I'll let him sleep. Thank you.